Welcome back to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and this week we present a musical genius and master of comedy. Spike Jonze started out as a band leader and became a star with his satirical hit, Der Führer's Face, during World War II. He did a summer stint on the Chase and Sanborn show, mainly as a serious band leader. Later, he had a comedy and variety show that also highlighted his fine musical talents. Today, we feature two episodes of that radio show, the first titled The Spotlight Review. In its last season, it was retitled The Spike Jonze Show. After his arrangements, which he nicknamed Murdering the Classics, Spike Jonze always said, "Thank you, music lovers." Doodles Weaver plays Professor Fiedelbaum with his hilarious racetrack announcer spoof, and Dorothy Shay is the Park Avenue hillbilly. Frank Sinatra is the guest star on this episode of The Spotlight Review, first broadcast October 1st, 1948, on CBS.
The Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review. Tonight, after their summer vacation, we welcome back the regular stars of our show, Spike Jonze and the City Slickers, and Dorothy Shay, the Park Avenue hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum and George Ruck. They're back at the old stand to entertain you every Friday evening on Spotlight Review. Our special guest for tonight is Frank Sinatra, renowned star of stage, screen, and radio. And here are Spike Jonze and Dorothy Shay.
Hiya, Dorothy.
Hiya, Spike.
Dottie, it's wonderful being back here with you. And just to prove it, I brought you a present.
Well, Spike, how sweet. What is it?
A bottle of Chanel number 4.5.
Oh, you mean Chanel number 5?
No, 4.5. On the way over, it leaked.
Oh. Well, thanks, Spike. And I brought regards for you from all my kinfolk, especially Cousin Agnes Klung. You know, she still isn't married.
Well, Dorothy, you ought to tell Agnes to stop running after men. She ought to just sit there and let men come to her.
Well, she tried sitting there.
What happened?
Her feet fell asleep.
Hey! Excuse me, Mr. Jonze. Pardon me, Miss Shay. You remember me. I'm the first trumpet player, and I write poems, and I got a new poem I wrote special. I'd like to recite this poem, because all the boys want me to recite this poem, because it's a welcome back poem, and we know you love it, and my name is Georgie.
Georgie, please, not now, huh?
Okay, then, I'll read it. To Spike and Dorothy. Oh, dear Miss Shay and Mr. Jonze, you'll never know how we slickers rejoiced when we heard that you were coming back on the air October the 4th. And we hope that you will stay on for ages and ages and ages, because we got cars and furniture to pay on, and we can use them weekly wages. I thank you.
Do something about Georgie.
You're right, Dorothy. I'm going to slap him with the 12th Street rag.
Listen to the rest of you slickers. Nobody's allowed to read music in this band.
Hey,
Thank you, music lovers. And right here, we'd like to thank Dick Jurgens and his orchestra for doing such a wonderful job on the Summer Spotlight Review. Right, Dottie?
Yes, and I think the teenage interviews sure are interesting. Spike, what'd you do all summer?
Well, for one thing, I made some changes in the orchestra. I have a new string quartet, you know. Sasha, Pasha, Yasha, and O'Brien.
O'Brien? How'd he get in there?
Well, we had to let him in. It's his string. And did you notice the new guy on the end with the violin under one chin and the handkerchief under the other?
Yes, he looks very symphonic. Where did you get him? Boston Pops?
No, Pittsburgh Peeps. What?
Hey, what? Hey, Spike! Hey, here I am! Here I am, Spike!
Professor Fiedelbaum! Professor, what's the idea of writing in here on that usher's back?
Just following instructions, that's all.
Instructions? What instructions?
It says right here, Fiedelbaum enters on top of page.
Good old professor, I know that you've come here to give out with your glorious voice, the voice that has rocked the nation.
Yes, and no other gravel pit can make that statement. However, I am ready to loose a tender ballad upon this audience tonight entitled Hair of Gold, Eyes of Blue. I believe I'm in voice. Majestically in voice. So I shall sing Hair of Gold, Eyes of Blue, please. I came down from Bull, Montana. Bull, Montana, from the actor? I worked in a movie once. I played the part of a drip, and the rains came.
Bloop, bleep, bloop, bleep.
Maybe I better start again. I came down from Butte, Montana, for a little change of socks, change of shoes, change of hat. Change of scene. And I stopped to say in Santa Fe, where I met a pretty queen for a day. Hooray, I'm queen for a day! Hooray! Professor Fiedelbaum. I planned to leave on Monday, but she held me kind of tight. And I met her in the garden. In fact, it was a garden romance. You know why it was a garden romance? Because I was a deadbeat and she was an old tomato. City Sue, Sue City Sue, hair of gold and eyes of blue. I saw my dog. Sue, that's the wrong song. Oh, hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine. The prettiest gal I ever knew. Ah, how pretty she was. I'll never forget the day we met. Her hair was in an upsweep hairdo. I know, because I bought the broom we used to sweep it up with. And what a figure. Talk about thin. I was walking down the street with her, and a man came up to me and says, hello, professor, I see you're carrying a cane now. That's a killer, carrying a cane. And I'm gonna cake her mine. I'm gonna pay a fine. No, I'll play the morning line. Oh, no, that sounds like a horse race. A horse race? And there they go, around the turn. It's beautiful Linda in front, Evelyn close, scissors cutting up on the outside, and it looks like T-Bone will win the stakes. T-Bone stakes! She's got eyes of blue!
Wonderful, Professor. Just shows you what a little voice training can do. But right now, let's listen to Dick Joy.
The Coca-Cola Company is happy to welcome Spike Jones and Dorothy Shea back for the new Spotlight Review season. We also welcome back all good Jones and Shea fans as part of our regular Friday evening radio audience. And since Coke and music go so well together, may we suggest that you have an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola and listen refreshed.
Say, Dottie, how do you like quiz shows?
Oh, I'm crazy about them. The other night I heard a woman win $25 just for knowing her own name.
That's nothing. Last night I heard one where a fella just opened his mouth and they stuffed the refrigerator in. But here's the City Slickers version of the quiz show.
Show gives you everything. The best things in life are free. A house, a car, a diamond ring, and two-thirds of Tennessee. Right here at the mic, you win all these things. A home.
home if you like when your telephone rings. And everybody has a chance to win
a coffee pot,
a kitchen sink,
a great big yacht,
a gorgeous mink,
a radio,
a suit of clothes,
a piccolo,
a garden hose,
a roaster,
an electric stove,
a toaster,
and an orange grove,
a date with Grable in New York,
a cozy table at the store.
So let us be your Santa Claus and don't be shy to try, because the best things in life are free.
Hi, gang. Hi, gang. Hello, hello. It's nice to be standing here tonight looking into your faces. And believe me, a lot of your faces can stand looking into. This is Dr. Spike Hugh speaking. Are my three assistants ready in the audience?
Right here, doctor. I have a gentleman in the right center aisle.
Very good.
And I have a gentleman in the left center aisle, doctor.
Fine. And for my third assistant, we go up to the...
The best things in life are free. Now we give the dial a twist, and if you know the score, here's a quiz where you can win from 1 to 64. The category's on the board, it's up to you to choose it. So if the band will hit a chord, we'll start with Take It or Lose It.
And now for our first contestant on Take It or Lose It. What is your name, sir?
Andy Pasto.
Andy Pasto. I know just the girl you ought to meet. Her name is Minestrone. All right, I'll give you an easy question. What was the lover's name of the famous romantic couple that Shakespeare wrote about? The girl's name was Juliet.
Could you give me a little hint?
Okay, I'll give you a hint. A Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo?
I got it!
What is it?
Pony boy!
The best things in life are free. It's time to twist the dial again and start another game. The band will play a song and all you do is guess the name. You win a prize no matter if your guess is right or wrong. So when the phone begins to ring, it's time for Stop the Song.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're ready to play the mystery tune of the week. Our operator is now busy dialing the number of some lucky person who, in a few moments, will get the chance to stop the song. Stop the song! I say stop the song! Hey, wait! Will you stop the song? Hello, is this Mrs. Penelope Schwartz of Brooklyn, New York?
You were expecting maybe Mrs. Nussbaum?
Mrs. Schwartz, can you tell us the name of the mystery tune?
I'm just wild about herring.
No, I'm sorry, Mrs. Schwartz, but for being at home, though you missed your tries, you still win the consolation prize. Something you'll always treasure and save. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, bring me a shave.
The best things in life are free. And here's another show that you can tune in on your dial. The questions are the toughest, but they make it worth your while. You'll have to do some funny things to win a little change. So hold your hats, for here we go. People are strange.
And this is Spike Jones Letter speaking. From our studio audience comes a gentleman. What is your name, sir?
Belvedere Twink.
And your occupation, sir?
I am an authority on wood. I can tell any kind of wood by its odor.
Oh, you're a wood smeller. All right, we're going to blindfold you and put you to the test. We'll hold a piece of wood up to your nose, and you'll tell us what it is. If you fail, you pay the penalty. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Twig is now blindfolded, and Mr. Jones' letter is holding an ordinary pencil up to his nose.
All right, Mr. Twig, what kind of wood is this?
Pine.
Correct.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we'll make it a little harder for him. Mr. Jones' letter is holding one of his drumsticks up to Mr. Twig's nose.
Mr. Twig, what kind of wood is this?
Hickory.
Wonderful.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jones' letter is really going to see how good Mr. Twig is. He's going to hold an ordinary house cat up to his nose.
Can you... Mr. Twig, tell us, what kind of wood is this? Well, come now.
I got it.
What is it?
Pussy willow.
Our quiz show gives you everything. The best things in life are free.
Well, are you all set to meet our guest, Frank Sinatra?
Am I? I see all his pictures and never miss him on the hit parade. I love that boy, love that boy, love that boy.
Dorothy, Frank's not a boy. He's a full-grown man.
That's even better, ain't it?
I'm so happy he's coming. I'm overjoyed.
I'm overwhelmed.
I'm over here.
How are you feeling tonight, Frank? Is your voice all right?
Well, I think so. Let me see. I am majestically in voice. You ready?
Everybody loves somebody sometimes. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now. Everybody finds somebody someplace. Makes no difference where love may appear. Something in your smile just told me my sometime is here. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your charm. Then every minute, every hour, every boy would find what I found in your arms. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you. Everybody loves somebody sometimes. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you.
Really beautiful, Frank. You know, I've got a great idea for you.
That sounds interesting. Tell me more, Spike.
Well, how would you like a steady job singing with Jones?
Oh, I'd love it. I've always wanted to sing with Jones.
Spike Jones?
Jennifer Jones. After all, I'm no schmoo, you know.
Frank, just think of the prestige you would give you. The two things everybody's talking about are Stop the Music and Spike Jones.
True, T-R-U, true. Whenever anybody mentions Spike Jones, somebody else says, stop the music.
Must be that jealous Toscanini. But Frank, I'm serious. Just think, Frank Sinatra singing with Spike Jones and the City Slickers.
Well, that's no problem. I'm not against picking up a little loose change.
Oh, money.
Mm-hmm.
Frank, money isn't everything, you know.
Well, naturally, money can't buy you love. Money can't buy you friendship. Money can't buy you happiness.
Look, just give me the loot and I'll do my own shopping.
Gee, it'll be wonderful. The city slickers are on the stage. The lights grow dim. Frank Sinatra steps into the spotlight. He takes a deep breath. He throws back his head and sings.
Sorry, I don't do Crosby imitations.
Now, before we go ahead with this deal, there'll be a little applause. But before we go ahead with this deal, there are a few things I'd like to know.
Such as?
Well, how much singing experience have you had?
Well, originally, Spike, I was a boy soprano.
What happened?
I ran into a brick wall with a lollipop in my mouth. I hope so that this doesn't disqualify me.
Hmm. Oh, no. I know you've sung with bands before, Frank.
Uh-huh.
Didn't you start with Tommy Dorsey, the Sentimental Gentleman of Swing?
No, I first sang with Basil Metabolism, the Hungover Hangover of Harmony, a grand piece.
What are you doing now?
I'm stripping gears with Axel Stordeers. Something. But look, if I'm going to be with the City Slickers, Spike, I got a wonderful idea.
What's that?
You and Dorothy do the singing while I conduct those pots and pans of yarn.
You conduct my orchestra? Frank, this is a different kind of orchestra.
Sure.
Have you ever heard anything like it before?
Only when I opened Fibber McGee's closet.
What do you think, Dottie? Shall we try it?
Well, sure, Spike. You start singing. Are you ready with the pots and pans, Frank?
Synchronize your mix masters. Let's go.
Well, then let's go, huh? Somebody, yes, I love somebody, yes, I love somebody, yes, I love somebody, but I won't.
Big and strong and bold and gay, he's not very. I would marry him today, but who he is, I would not. Somebody, yes, I do. Love somebody, yes, I love somebody, yes, I love somebody, but I won't.
Oh! Oh! Ooh.
This is Dick Joy speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now, here are Spike and Dorothy.
Before we say goodnight, I'd like to thank Two Gun Sinatra for some mighty fine shooting.
Yes, Frank, we sure could use a boy like you down home in case there's any feuding.
About the cowbells, how did I do with those, huh?
Listen, you played the cowbells so realistically, a bull stuck his head in the studio.
Incidentally, I hear that you're having my boy Gene Kelly as your guest next week. He's a fine fella. Taught the boy everything he knows, you know, with this.
Yeah, we've got a wonderful idea figured out for Gene Kelly next week. He'll do a dance accompanied by six men playing one harmonica.
Time. How can six men play one harmonica?
Thin heads. Good night, Frank.
This next Friday's Spotlight Review, when Spike Jones and Dorothy Shay will have Gene Kelly as their guest. And this Sunday and every Sunday, hear the pause that refreshes on the air over this same CBS station. Frank Sinatra appeared through the courtesy of MGM, producers of the Technicolor picture Three Musketeers, starring Lana Turner and Gene Kelly. CBS, Columbia Broadcasting System.
You are listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week throughout the World Wide Web. You might be listening to us through RSS feed, which is an acronym for Really Simple Syndication, although it was originally Rich Site Summary. I'm your host, Justine Ward, with more Spike Jones. Spike got his nickname from his father's railroad buddies, who observed he was skinny as a railroad spike. However he got it, it's a great name for a comedian. Next, we present a classic Spike Jones with Basil Rathbone doing an updated version of his famous narration of Peter and the Wolf. Doodles Weaver plays Professor Fiedelbaum with his singing spoonerisms. Enjoy the Spike Jones Show, first broadcast January 30th, 1949, on CBS.
The Spike Jones Show, brought to you today, transcribed. Every Sunday at this time, the Coca-Cola Company presents The Spike Jones Show, with Spike Jones and the City Slickers, including Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum, George Rock, Dick and Freddie Morgan, and Sir Frederick Guest. Today's special guests are lovely Lena Romay of the screen and the distinguished actor Basil Rathbone. Now, here are Spike Jones and the City Slickers.
Yes, this is Spike Jones. You say you're listening to a musical quiz program and you want to know the name of the mystery tune they're playing? Are you kidding? We don't even know the name of the tune we're playing.
By the sea, by the sea, by the beautiful sea, you and me, oh, how happy we'll be. When each wave comes a-rolling in, we will sink or swim.
And we'll float and play around the water.
Over and under, and then up for air. My rich, my rich, so now what do we care? I love to be beside your side, beside the seaside, by the beautiful sea.
Thank you, music lovers. Tonight we introduce a new feature, the musical roundtable discussion. Each week we will attempt to discuss such weighty musical problems as, does Carmen Lombardo's voice always shiver like that, or does he live in Southern California? I now call the meeting to order.
Mr. Jones, I've been studying for this musical discussion. I bought myself a classical record and I play it all the time.
You do? What's the name of it?
I don't know. It spins around so fast I can't read the title.
Thank you, Perry Como. Folks, since tonight we're discussing the samba, I've invited a guest expert who knows the subject from Arthur to Murray. Here she is, the lovely screen star, Miss Lena Romay. Now, as you all know, the samba is a South American dance. It features an instrument known as the tom-tom. This is a very difficult instrument and cannot be played by any tom-tom, Dick-Dick, or Harry-Harry. Lena, of course you speak Spanish.
Si.
Been speaking it long?
Si.
Do you enjoy speaking it?
See?
Would you mind cutting that out? You're making me seasick.
But let's get back to the samba. It's usually a love song. My grandfather told me all about love south of the border. He married a beautiful Mexican hacienda.
Spike, an hacienda's a house.
Well, that's the way my grandfather liked them built. Ah, I can just see him now, sitting on his tortilla. Drumming an enchilada. And listening to the songs of the native cucarachas.
But nobody's going to learn anything about sambas from this discussion. I think the best thing to do is to let me sing one so everybody will know what they are.
Great, Lena. I'll accompany you with my orchestra.
You'll accompany me over my dead body. That answers my question. Music, maestro. Tico, tico, tico. Oh, tico, tico, talk. This tico, tico, he's the cuckoo in my clock. And when he says cuckoo, he means it's time to woo. It's tico time for all the lovers in the block. I've got a heavy day. A day, a day, a day. So, tico, tico, tell me, is it getting late? If I'm on time, cuckoo. But if I'm late, woo-woo. The one my heart belongs to may not want to wait. For every birdie and a birdie who goes nowhere, he knows of every lover's lane and how to go there. For in affairs of the heart, my Tico's terribly smart. He tells me gently, sentimentally, at the start. Oh, I hear my little Tico, Tico calling. Because the time is right and shades of night are falling. I love that not so cuckoo, cuckoo in the clock. Tico, 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 tock. Ma, fo, fo.
That was great. Now, we all know what a samba is.
Arriba, arriba!
Professor Fiedelbaum.
Spike, if you wanted somebody to sing sambas, why don't you ask me? I have a perfectly pitched voice. For the vibrato, I use my larynx. For the cadendas, I use my diaphragm.
What do you do for trills?
Nothing. My mother watches me very closely. However, tonight I think I'm going to sing a nice tender ballad entitled Say Something Sweet to Your Sweetheart. Am I unvoiced?
Sounds like you ought to have some more air in your front tire.
Thank you. A downbeat, maestro, please. Say something hard to your sweet, sweet. Sweet something say to your heart, heart. Say something sweet, something sweet. I said it. No. Say something. Say something. Don't stand there like an idiot. Say something. Anything. There's people waiting outside. I better say something or this place will become a used car lot again. Maybe I better start over. Say something sweet to your sweetheart. Tell her how much you owe.
No.
How much you care.
Boo.
It won't cost a thing. You'll find what happiness a word old gent can bring. Bring old gent, candle string is bent, fling is sent, a room for rent. No. Whoopin' went, whoopin' pent, whoopin' pent. We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Wrong animal. You can't hide those love words inside you and still keep the love in your song. Song? I've written several songs myself. I wrote one entitled, I'll Meet You in the Spring If I Can Get Through the Mattress. Or, Hi Diddle Diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped 50 feet and only got third place. Higgledy, higgledy down. So say something sweet to your heart, sweet, your hot meat, your hoof beat. Hoof beat, that sounds like a horse. A horse? And they're off and running. It's Joe Wallace by length, flying spike fast, Linda Winnett, and bald hair is going on ahead. And you'll be sweetheart forever, boy!
Thank you, Professor. And now here is Dick Joy speaking for the Coca-Cola Company.
A cozy fire on the hearth, a good program on the air, a bottle of ice-cold Coca-Cola at hand. And you're all set to listen refreshed. It's a good idea to buy Coke by the case. Then you'll have it within reach whenever anyone in the house is ready for the pause that refreshes. Spike, do you know you've just received a signal honor?
I have?
Yes, sir. You've been selected Man of the Year by the National Retail Hardware Association.
What do I get, a gold washboard?
Oh, no, something even nicer, Spike. This beautiful scroll which says, this is to certify that Spike Jones has been duly declared the Man of the Year by the National Retail Hardware Association for these reasons. As the Wagner of the washboard, he has taken utensils from the kitchen and converted them to the high cultural level of the music room. He has inspired juvenile geniuses everywhere to imitate his hardware music. And what these youngsters have done to the family wash tubs and pans has been good for our business. Signed, Rivers Peterson, Managing Director.
I'm very grateful to all the hardware dealers, and by way of thanking them, I'd just like to say... In further appreciation, here are Sir Frederick Gass and the rest of the City Slickers with When a Gypsy Makes His Violin Cry.
Want to know why a gypsy makes his violin cry? A woman made my violin cry. Her name was Zaza Pookwater. I was drawn to her from the very first. It was the way she... it was on account of... Well, it was because her personality was... and she had money, too. She was so beautiful. Her eyes were twice as pretty as Lana Turner's. They should have been. She had four of them. She would flutter her eyelids, and I would shiver in the breeze as I played. I would play. We would swing and sway. She would swing at me and I would sway. And then I didn't see Zaza for a long time after that, except a little bit out of the right eye. Soon we were married, and she made a wonderful couple. I would stand on the street corner picking the strings of my violin, and Zaza would dance through the crowd, picking pockets. Then one night I said to her, Zaza, I feel like a new man. And she said, so do I. I'll make you cry, you darned old set of berries.
Yes, Lena?
Isn't Basil Rathbone a guest on the show tonight, too?
That's right. And frankly, I'm a little worried. This is the first time we've ever had an English actor here, and I don't know how to treat him.
Well, why don't you make him feel at home? Serve tea and crumpets and talk that pip-pip stuff to him, you know.
Oh, I get you. George, Freddie, will you get some tea and crumpets, and in the meanwhile, I'll introduce our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the distinguished actor of stage and screen, Mr. Basil Rathbone. It's good to see you, Basil, old bean, pip-pip, cheerio, egad, and all that sort of rot, you know.
Hiya, Schmo, what do you know?
Schmo? Basil, after those dignified roles I've seen you play, I thought you were suave and sophisticated.
I am suave and sophisticated. In fact, I'm about the most sophisticated suave you ever met.
Well, I was only trying to make you feel at home.
Tea, your lordship.
Oh. Thank you, thank you. A spot of tea would go famously.
Here you are, sir.
What's this?
I couldn't get any hot water. Here's a tea bag. Suck on it.
Now, Freddy, I told you to stop that time. George, what are you doing?
You bad tea and trumpets!
Not trumpets, crumpets!
Crumpets? I'm sorry, Spike. That's absolutely impossible! I can't play those things!
I'm sorry, Basil. Say, by the way, I've been listening to your new radio program, Tales of Fatima. Would you mind if I said that you're wonderful?
Oh, thank you, Spike. Thank you very much. I heard your program, and would you mind if I said that I think it's the funniest show on the air?
Oh, would you mind if I told you you're the best actor on the screen?
Oh, Spike, would you mind if I said that your records are the funniest made?
Would you mind if I open the window and let some fresh air in here?
Oh, Lena, I'm sorry, I forgot you were standing there. Basil, do you know Lena Romai?
Why, yes, yes, of course, Lena. I saw your last picture and, oh, you were looking simply ravishing. That dress that you were wearing, well, you've got two of the loveliest legs I've ever seen.
How do you know?
I counted them.
Mike, what is Basil going to do here?
Yes, I was wondering about that, old boy.
Well, Basil, some time ago, you made an album of Peter and the Wolf with Leopold Stokowski.
That's right. I narrated the story while the orchestra was playing it.
I know. Well, the City Slickers and I are going to do our version of Peter and the Wolf, and we want you to narrate it. Now, the musical depreciation version of Peter and the Wolf is called Portia and the Hollywood Wolf. Here's the script, Mr. Rathbone. Let's get started.
Thank you, Spine.
Portia's got too much iron in her blood. Portia and the Hollywood Wolf with our narrator, Mr. Basil Rathbone.
In the following work, various sounds and musical themes will be used to represent the different characters and places in our story. Our heroine, Portia, will be recognized by this theme. La, 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 la. Our hero, a radio announcer, will be identified by... Our villain, a Hollywood agent, by... Now, Portia... works in a typical California eating place known as a drive-in.
My name is Portia Clamfuddle. Of course, that's my stage name. I work as a waitress in this here drive-in. But I am really an actress. To be. Oh, what is to be? That is the question. Whether 'tis better to eat a hamburger with onions or without. To smooch or not to smooch. That is the answer.
Now, our hero, the radio announcer, works in a radio station. You see, it's a CBS station.
I am a radio announcer. I broke into radio as a disc jockey. I was the only disc jockey in the country who could ride a record side saddle. Then I got an offer to come to Hollywood. My sponsor was Dr. Cavity, the friendly credit dentist. You've heard his slogan. No down payment, no cosigners, no teeth, just gum.
One day our hero was returning from the radio station.
Superstar, superstar, blockbuster from Superstar.
And he stopped in at the drive-in. Our hero honked his horn for service. Our heroine pitter-patted to his car. She handed him a menu. He looked it over carefully and said,
"Darling, I have fallen in love with you. My heart is beating for you. Listen."
I gotta stop eating those Cougots nougats. Will you marry me?
Her eyelids fluttered shyly. She looked at him and said very coyly,
"What's the matter? You crazy or something, hey?"
No, I'm serious. Marry me and we'll settle down in my little nest in Laurel Canyon.
Oh, you got a home there?
No, a nest. I share it with two robins.
Robins? You're kidding.
No, I pay my rent by doing pre-babysitting.
Pre-babysitting?
When they go out for the night, I sit on the eggs. What do you say?
Well...
Just as she was about to give her answer, Fate took her hand.
I'm Fate.
Here, take a hand.
Into the drive-in drove the Hollywood agent. In a long, low convertible with a top that went up and down. Imperiously, he blew his horn for service. Under the hood, he had the United States Marine Band. The villain said to her,
"You have a beautiful radio voice. Come with me and I will make you a star. I will give you jewels, furs, a servant."
So she got into the long, low convertible with a top that went up and down. And was about to drive off when our hero stopped her.
"Darling, would you rather marry him and have jewels, furs, and servants? Or would you rather have me?"
To which she replied in a sad voice,
"What's the matter, kid? You flip your lid?"
And so off she drove to the radio station.
Do you...
And sadly, our hero, the radio announcer, went back to his tranquil way of life. In the daytime, he had his commercials.
Friends, do you suffer from lower plate wobble? Then try Dr. Cavity's miraculous new discovery, glue.
And at night, he would pre-babysit on the robin's eggs while they were out for a lark. And as he sat there, he would say to himself,
"What do I need her for? Look, I've just become a mother."
This is Dick Joy speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes, and ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now, here is Spike Jones.
I'd like to thank Lena Ramai and Basil Rathbone for being with us this evening. See you next Sunday at the same time, just before Jack Benny.
Mike Jones and the City Slickers may be seen in person in their musical depreciation review tomorrow night in Lake Charles, Louisiana, Tuesday in Shreveport, Wednesday in Ruston, Thursday in Baton Rouge, and Friday and Saturday in New Orleans. And next Friday, hear The Pause That Refreshes on the air with Percy Faith and his orchestra and songs by Jane Froman over CBS at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Junior college grads, here's the big news for you. The Navy has just raised its age limit to 27 for enlistment in its famous Naval Aviation Cadet Program.
If you want flight training at its best, if you're between 18 and 27 and single, visit your nearest Navy recruiting station. Listen to the Spike Jones Show next Sunday when Spike's special guests will be Eddie Arnold and Janice Page. This program was transcribed. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Old Time Radio Hour. Please join us again next week when we bring you more exceptional programming from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for now.